The other big news yesterday was, and these are stories I never understand, but the former Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad was run out.
Deposed in like a two-week coup. It was one of the quickest civil wars in memory.
I only bring this up because there's a really interesting story that goes along with him. But is it good news for America that he's out of business?
Hard to say. I mean, the people who have who are sort of running the show now, mm-hmm. I think, are considered terrorists.
Yeah, they are.
But Assad was a brutal, murderous dictator.
Yeah.
And his family, I think, had been in charge for 50 years.
That is correct.
In Syria.
That is correct. And he was known as being a brutal. I mean, all the Syrians were celebrating. I saw a woman from CBS, the reporter. She was on the street, and there were all, of course, these jeeps and trucks behind her, and everybody's blowing their horns and stuff. And all this gunfire started to go off, and she ducked her head, and I said to my wife, they're shooting at her.
No,
it's in the air.
Party.
They're partying. I didn't really know.
It's party gunfire.
They're partying with her. You know, they're just.
Yeah.
I said, I could not be a reporter. That's why.
You imagine?
No. Good Lord. How can you do that? She's standing on the street, and they're just boom, 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 with their guns in the air. Mm-hmm. It was party time.
They're excited.
They just don't care.
They were excited. Yeah. They were dragging statues of him down the street and everything, you know. Anyway.
Then they dug into his personal effects.
This is the part I couldn't believe. I just got a few of these now. The former Syrian leader's emails to iTunes has been taken, and we know his favorite music. We know some of his.
Was he mad about getting that YouTube album like everyone else?
I can't get this out of it. It showed up one morning.
I did not sign up for this. Do you know who I am?
Okay, I clicked delete all, and it's still there.
Yeah, that's that. You two did that. Yeah. That was some years ago. It's still there. He likes a song called Run It by Chris Brown.
Oh, this is his first hit, yeah.
Yeah. He's got that in there. All right.
Catchy.
Very catchy. Old school. I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy. Right? Yeah. Fred.
I said Fred. I am too sexy. From when early 90s, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Too sexy.
Big fan of this. Then he had a song in there by New Order. It's called Bizarre Love Triangle. Oh, yeah.
I love
this song.
This is so. When I think of the 80s in an 80s movie, mm-hmm. this song is perfect.
It really has a feel.
Yeah. I absolutely adore this song.
Yeah. Great. Who knew the dictator?
This decadent Western music.
Yeah.
He liked all this. And then there was one, a country song, which everyone was surprised to see, by Blake Shelton. It's called God Gave Me You, and apparently he gave it to his wife. God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words. This was in the...
Can you imagine being tied up in the bottom of the palace as one of his, you know, tortures people?
Yeah.
And you hear this playing. What's that?
Yeah. Give it to the wife for the anniversary. Yeah. I mean, stunning to see what they were.
They're hooking up, you know, battery.
Battery to your nipples or whatever. Yeah, and they're battery shocking clamps. you. And then
Blake Shelton echoing through the palace.
Or, you know, right said Fred through the palace.
I feel like he played this when he got dressed each day.
Yeah.
Looking in the mirror. Sexy for Milan.
Yeah. Today's going to be a good day.
Yeah, why not? Exactly.